This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker. Feed Form Friday.
Well, welcome to today's Feed Form, and winter is here. In certain parts of the United States, it's more harsh than others. And for dairy cows, this is important because the dairy cow wants to maintain a body temperature of 101 degrees. And as a result, we have to try to use energy if it gets colder than that. Of course, in the summer, it's just the reverse. The critical temperature, unlike a young calf, for a cow is about 18 degrees Fahrenheit, which means once we get below that temperature, now we have to expend energy to stay warm. And the guideline is for every 1 degree drop below 18 degrees Fahrenheit, that will increase the energy requirement by 1%, and that would be the maintenance requirement. So you can see that when it gets really cold, this number can really go up. Another important factor, Bill, would be that if the hair coat is wet due to snow or rain, probably snow, then that number goes 2%. So keeping the hair coat dry and allows it to insulate the animal a little bit longer. Let's look at some numbers on this. Obviously, if the temperature is 10 degrees Fahrenheit and it's calm, then it's 10 degrees. That is what the cow is exposed to. However, if we add 10 miles per hour wind to that 10 degrees Fahrenheit, now the effective temperature is a minus 4 degrees Fahrenheit, which increases energy requirement. If I go to minus 10 degrees Fahrenheit with that 10 mile an hour wind, it goes up at a minus 28 degrees Fahrenheit, and known as the wind chill. And of course, if the wind goes up to 20 miles an hour with a minus 10 degrees Fahrenheit, minus 35. So basically, there are three factors that are going to help this cow out a bit. Number one is hair growth, and because of the shorter lighting period in the fall, animals should grow a longer hair coat. Why is that important? Because if you have them inside, for example, and then they go outside and exposed to that, they will not have that hair coat there to help them out. Having a fat covering underneath the skin is another insulation effect here at this point. So certainly body condition score could be a factor that weighs in. Thin cows will have less protection. And then, of course, just the metabolic heat, the heat increment that comes from the digestive feed. Every dairy cow has like a furnace that you'd have in our house, Bill, opening inside of her, so it generates heat as well. So if it is going to get colder, then what are we going to do? We need to get more nutrients into the calf and into the cow. So as a result, one way is to just feed more of the total mix ration or the diet to the cow. The good news is if you provide extra feed, when it gets cold, cows will eat more feed and so will older heifers. So they'll almost self-correct as long as we're not limiting that feed in the feed bunk. Number two is if you overcrowd the feed bunk, that limits the time cows have or heifers have at the feed bunk as well. And, of course, then we can just boost that up. Feeding a higher quality forages such as BMR corn silage, we could add a little more grain, more starch coming from barley or corn, or we could add fat. Could add some roasted soybeans, for example, fuzzy cottonseed, or commercial fat products. Remember, to get more dry matter into the cow, she has to drink water, so we keep an eye on that as well, so it does not freeze. And cows prefer a water temperature, Bill, of somewhere between 40 and 60 degrees Fahrenheit as well. And, of course, frozen feed is another problem. That lowers dry matter intake as well if the feed itself is frozen coming out of bags or bunkers. Take-home message, monitor wind chills and temperatures and adjust the ration accordingly. Offer more dry matter to this cow if possible and protect the cow from wind and moisture. That completes the program for today. Thanks. Have a great day.
Thank you, Mike, and Merry Christmas. That's Dr. Mike Hutchins, Professor Emeritus from the University of Illinois, featured every Friday here on our Feed Forum Friday on Dairy Radio Now.
20 years ago, just 2 days before Christmas 2003,
a single Holstein cow from Washington State has tested as presumptive positive for BSE, or what is widely known as mad cow disease.
Former Agriculture Secretary Ann Veneman with the news that caused immediate trade restrictions on U.S. beef exports by some nations, and concerns about consumer confidence in beef prices. All those have rebounded in the two decades since, due primarily to various BSE safeguards put in place in our country and around the world. And USDA Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service Administrator Kevin Shea says because of those safeguards, BSE cases globally are minimal.
In the 1980s, there were as many as 30,000 cases per year. Now there are fewer than 10 around the world.
I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
Have a blessed Christmas weekend. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.